Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
Thanks again for listening to Five to Focus. Can you believe this is the 20th episode? I mean, 20 weeks of this. And I hope it's been helpful to you. Maybe today's a good time to go back and listen to some episodes that you missed, or maybe some that you need to hear again. But let me also say that I have a button at the top right of my website where you can suggest topics for episodes. So if you have a good idea, go submit it at ryanstrother.com. Now let me continue in this series of episodes I've been doing on the role of Scripture in your life. Last week we saw from 2 Timothy 3:16 that Scripture teaches you. Today we'll examine the second role of Scripture listed in that verse, and it's that Scripture rebukes you. So it teaches you and it rebukes you. I led a memorial service years ago for a man who was a very private man. He didn't give out many details about his life. His neighbors came to that service and they were sharing some stories with me. They were rarely in the man's home, but on occasion that they were, they said he had a large spear hanging on his wall. One day they asked him about it, and he told them about this time, his time that he spent as a pilot during the Korean conflict in the Air Force. He was shot down, and he spent time as a prisoner of war, and somehow, and I don't know if he even gave them the details, but somehow, that spear that was hanging on his wall was pierced through his body. Somehow he kept it. And it was still hanging on his wall when he died in his older age. I can't imagine that pain. But do you know that Hebrews 4:12 describes the Bible in a similar way? It says this, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." Hebrews 4:12. This is what the Bible does every time you and I read it with humility. It pierces you. It can hurt. The reason it hurts is because they are the words of a holy, righteous God proclaiming to us how we should live in righteousness, but we are sinful. So this certainly is a case where the truth hurts. When we read Scripture, it pierces through you, cutting right through whatever intention there was in your mind. The word reproof, or some translations use the word rebuke. That word means to show someone his sin and to summon him to repentance. The verb form of that word, it means to rebuke another with such effectual wielding of the victorious arms of the truth as to bring him, if not always to a confession, yet at least to a conviction of his sin. Do you know that this role of Scripture is where a lot of people check out in regards to the Bible? They might be fine with it teaching them. Some people, they might at least accept the Bible as historical fact, but when it challenges their sinful ways and it hurts in their conscience, well, then they're out. I've sat with people who've tried to find every way to disprove a passage of Scripture that directly spelled out a sin they were struggling with. When they're confronted with Scripture that hurts, most people do one of two things. First, they might ignore it. Or second, they try to justify their actions. I hope that you'll do neither of those. That you won't ignore it, that you won't just try to justify what you're doing, but I hope you will realize that rebuking you is part of what Scripture does, and it's a good thing. Let the pain of conviction lead you to pursue the truth. Next week, we'll see how the next role of Scripture in 2 Timothy 3:16 helps us to do just that. So I will talk with you then.
Thanks for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.